You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The upcoming referendum at Auckland University has included the question, should the Crackham magazine section editors continue to be paid? I spoke with Crackham sports columnist Mark Fullerton and illustrations editor Isabel Gledhill on the upcoming referendum. I started by asking them to explain what they do for the paper.
Well, I write quizzes and a sports column, and I've written a number of features throughout the year, and yeah, just general helping out around the place, yeah.
So I'm the visual arts editor, which is the first year, at least in a while, that they've had that role. So I, once the articles come in, I delegate them to our team of illustrators, and more often than not do one or two of the illustrations myself because, you know, we're on a limited amount of time. Yeah.
The question for the referendum is, should the Crackham section editors continue to be paid? What's your response to this?
Of course. I mean, we fought so hard last year to get this pay put in place, and it's minimal as it is, and to take it away is a slap in the face to just the amount of work that goes into the magazine.
Yeah, I know personally I wouldn't have been able to do my, like, justify doing my job at Crackham with the time it takes up. If I was getting paid nothing at all, I would have had to go and find another job. For the visual arts editor next year, I think they would also really struggle if they were not getting compensated for it at all, and the quality of the magazine would suffer.
How many hours would you say you put into Crackham in a week?
I mean, it obviously varies a bit because we only publish it during the weeks that uni is actually on. So I might just spend like an hour and a half or something doing emails and stuff in one of those off weeks. But it can be up to like 6 or 8 hours in a week where I end up doing a lot of the illustrations myself, and my pay is nowhere near like minimum wage for those kind of times. Yeah.
Do you have any suspects for who might have propositioned this question?
It has to be someone on the AUSA executive, because outside the AUSA executive, no one would know that Crackham pay happens. I mean, this is the first year. It's not like it's an ongoing issue that the student body gets rocked up about all the time. So it has to be someone in the know, and it's certainly not anyone from our end.
So previously, AUSA has attempted to strip your funding. Do you have more detail?
So at the start of the year, AUSA, the executive, decided that they wanted to pay themselves for the year, which is fair enough because they also do a lot of work. But the discussion started with, Crackham is being paid, why aren't we being paid? And that kind of led to, should we take away Crackham pay? And by the time those discussions happened, the contracts with the Crackham section editors had already been signed. So that was untouchable, which was, again, a bit of a contentious issue. But if AUSA broke their contracts, then that's just a whole new legal problem to deal with. So they set about chopping and changing the entire AUSA budget to find, what was it, about 50,000?
Yeah.
That they needed in order to pay themselves for the year. And, of course, they went after the Crackham, what do you call it, the resources budget.
So that's what we would, the money we would spend if we wanted to have like an end of semester celebration, or if someone needed to do like a lot of travel to write a particular story, we would reimburse them out of that. Yeah.
So last year was the first time that we had a resources budget, and you know, it was fairly big, but half of that we actually spent paying our staff. And so this year they decided, okay, so we've already set aside money to pay the AUSA editors, so we'll cut the resource budget. And that was fine. Everyone was okay with that, because what they ended up giving us was about what we'd spent on resources last year. But then when they came to find money to pay themselves, they cut it even further and they didn't tell us. And it was just by accident that Isabel was having coffee with a friend on the exec, and she mentioned like, oh, how are you guys going now that your budget's been cut? Which was news.
Yeah.
So we had to go to the meeting and argue our way into getting our $1,500 restored.
So you formerly worked with the AUSA executive?
I was the admin vice president last year, and the culture and arts officer the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have worked with Crackham while you were doing that?
So I did view illustrations the year before last while I was admin vice president, and I got to know Mark and Caitlin because they came to our executive meetings and stuff. Yeah.
So you understand AUSA's perspective. Could you give it a little bit more context?
Yeah, I do understand. Like Mark said, they also work really hard, and it would be cool if everyone could be paid. I have no problem with that, although the way that they're going about it is just a bit weird and dodgy. I think the difference with AUSA and Crack'em is with Crack'em there's an actual magazine that you have to put out. There's like a tangible result. So in AUSA, like, someone might be a bit lazy with how they approach their position and there'll be other people to pick up the slack and it might go kind of unnoticed. With Crack'em, if there's, you know, four blank pages in the magazine, that's pretty obvious.
And I guess I'll end with how do you believe Crack'em has a positive effect on the student body?
Well, it's the voice. It's the voice of the students. And I think AUSA, whoever it is that's put forward this question, I think it's an incredibly cynical move on their part to bring forward this question at the same time as they've brought forward their own, the exec should be paid, because clearly that question's coming from the exec as well. So they know that Crack'em's going to fight to keep their section editor pay. And then they can use that to say, oh, Crack'em is fighting for their section editors to be paid, therefore the exec should be paid. But we don't have a problem with the exec being paid. It's fine, they do work and they deserve to be paid. What we do have a problem with is backdating it 12 weeks when there's been no system put in place to actually guarantee that they've done those 10 hours a week, those 12 weeks, and to be paying someone $17 an hour when AUSA exec hours, attendance at events counts. So what's going to happen is we're going to be paying $17 an hour for someone to have gone to an erotic fan fiction reading. And it's ridiculous. Like, we put out a tangible product. We have to do it. If we don't put out the magazine, like Isabel said, four blank pages, people are going to notice. And it's really got to me.
And I'd also like to add that the influence of Crack'em, you know, we would all love for it to be more widely read. We think we could do that with if we had like a better website and stuff, but this is all in the hands of AUSA, who basically don't let us become a, how do you say they're, that, like a bigger media company, because we can't update our own website and stuff.
I feel like we've been neglected for so long. And admittedly, Crack'em did have a bit of a shit period in the early 2010s, but it's on the up, and we can't get any better if we're constantly being hamstrung by things like this. We've finally got this initiative in place where we can pay people who do work for us, and now AUSA, who's meant to support the student body and the student voice, is trying to come, well, not AUSA, the referendum is trying to, you know, pull the rug out from under us. I mean, what? There's not much we can do if we're just being
under-resourced
at every turn.
Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.